USA Radio News.
Trust in the executive branch is now near levels seen during the Watergate era. A recent Gallup poll found 43% of Americans trust the executive branch. However, it's not the only arm of the government that's seen its confidence take a beating. The legislative and judicial branches also continue to tumble from marks seen earlier this century. The legislative branch's trust took a nosedive to 47%, while the judicial branch had a trust rating of 38%. The Labor Department is changing things up.
A Labor Department proposal could classify millions of gig workers as employees instead of independent contractors. That would guarantee them minimum wage pay and overtime. The new rule would lower the bar for being classified as an employee from the previous rules set by the Trump administration's Labor Department. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
The Florida death toll from Hurricane Ian is now more than 100. State officials announced the Medical Examiner's Commission has confirmed 102 deaths. Most of those deaths occurred in Lee County. Harvey Weinstein's attorney told the judge at his trial that conditions in the holding cell where he's being kept after court are, quote, almost medieval, unquote. The attorney asked the judge for help during the second day of jury selection in the former movie mogul's trial on 11 counts of rape and sexual assault. Three fishermen fought off sharks while stranded in the water for more than 24 hours before being rescued by the U.S. Coast Guard off the Louisiana coast. The fisherman's 24-foot vessel sank on Saturday morning. And King Charles III's coronation will be held on Saturday, May 6th at Westminster Abbey. You're listening to USA Radio News.
You know, a lot of times you have to choose between something high quality or something that saves you money. But if you can get both, why not? Especially when it comes to health care. And that's MediShare. You get both. The typical family saves $500 a month switching to MediShare. And that's huge, but it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The customer satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. It's because MediShare works. It's been around for more than a quarter century, and members have shared more than $3 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge PPO network, so yeah, really, you could save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. If you're self-employed or part of the gig economy, or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes. Here is the number you need. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
With less than 1 month to go until the midterm elections, public opinion does not bode well for Democrats. According to a new Ipsos poll, only 24% of voters think America is going in the right direction. 63% think the U.S. is on the wrong track. Meanwhile, President Joe Biden's approval rating is less than 50% on every single one of the top 10 issues Americans most care about. In related news, a prominent Democrat is saying goodbye to the party she once served.
Former Democrat presidential candidate Tulsi Gabbard announced she is leaving the Democrat Party.
I can no longer remain in today's Democratic Party that's under the complete control of an elitist cabal of warmongers who are driven by cowardly wokeness, who are hostile to people of faith, who demonize the police but protect criminals at the expense of law-abiding Americans.
From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
University of Chicago Professor Douglas W. Diamond is one of this year's three winners of the Nobel Prize in Economics. Diamond won the prize along with former Federal Reserve Chairman Ben Bernanke, now of the Brookings Institution, and Philip Dibbig of Washington University in St. Louis. And NASA says a spacecraft that plowed into a small, harmless asteroid millions of miles away last month succeeded in shifting its orbit. For USA Radio News, I'm Katie Lewis.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.